This is the brief on the new state chatbot safety laws. Three pioneering state lawmakers just used their own unique expertise to totally outsmart tech lobbyists, passing bulletproof AI safety laws that set a template for national regulations, right as the federal Take It Down Act deadline hits this Tuesday. First, we're protecting minors and closing those tricky loopholes. In Georgia, Jason Anavatardi passed a law with zero carve-outs for embedded services, like Meta AI, mandating strict age verification and crisis protocols. Meanwhile, over in California, Steve Padilla, a former detective moved by a 15-year-old's tragic AI-related suicide, passed a total moratorium on generative AI and toys for kids under 12. You know, think about it. Would you leave a toddler alone with a talking stranger? No way. So why should a chatbot-enabled teddy bear be any different? Second, we're defending the clinical line. Take Colorado's Gretchen Ryden. As a licensed clinical social worker, her resume completely neutralized lobbyists who claimed lawmakers just don't understand the tech. Her bill's incredibly specific. AI can absolutely handle the administrative paperwork, but the human clinician must own all therapeutic decisions, with real-time oversight and written consent. Finally, we've got a national blueprint. Because these three sponsors spent real political capital to write loophole-free language, their bills are now plug-and-play templates for other state legislatures. This grassroots momentum is directly shaping the federal landscape, perfectly timed with this Tuesday's deadline for the Take It Down Act, which finally forces platforms to pull illicit content. State lawmakers are proving that with the right personal expertise and bulletproof language, we can absolutely force big tech to play by human rules.